Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Hanny. How are you?
I am just delightful. Welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
I am so good. For those of you who don't know, I'm Haley.
And I'm Hannah. And this is Nice Hair Podcast.
And we're coming to you with some hot topics today.
We sure are. Do you want to just dive right in and kind of give a little background about what we're talking about?
Yeah, I think so. So if you don't follow me on Instagram or you've missed something or you like, you know, aren't paying attention, which is totally fine. I made a post about a month ago talking about all of the silly reasons that we as stylists don't post our clients or post photos of our work online. And most of them are so silly, like there's a hair out of place or the angle is weird, the lighting is off, whatever. A huge list of reasons. Maybe we don't have a caption. And very relatable for probably every stylist out there who is on social media. And one of the comments on there was, well, have you ever thought about how this feels from a client perspective? And it got my wheels turning because if I'm being honest, I never have considered that. Have you?
Not once. From the other side, I've had my picture taken. Like perfect example, I just got lip filler in last week and she took a before and after, but I have no idea. Like I've never checked in on, so I'm sure I've had my before and after taken and not been reposted, but I haven't checked up on it because I don't care. Go ahead. I mean, so, you know, I could go back and look, but it doesn't matter.
Totally. Totally. So I then market research, I talked about it in my stories a little bit. And then I just asked, I put a question box and I was like, how do you feel if your stylist takes your photo or even if they don't take your photo, it doesn't make the feed? Does it bother you? What are your thoughts? And there were some clients that were like, I don't think anything of it, but a vast majority, a shocking majority actually for me, were like, yeah, it 100% bothers me. It makes me feel like I'm not pretty enough. It makes me feel like they're not proud of my hair. Maybe there's something wrong with my hair. It, all of these reasons that I was just shocked. I mean, I could not wrap my head around the fact that clients would think it had anything to do with them. Because from our perspective, we're looking at this like, oh my gosh, you know, my finger was in front of the lens, or, you know, we're shredding in our videography skills. It has nothing to do with their hair more than likely, or the fact that we don't know how to position and pose our clients. We're shredding ourselves over that. And then on the flip side, they're thinking, oh my gosh, Haley hates me, my hair, and everything that has to do with me. And that's just not the case. Neither one are true, right? It goes to show one, I think, how almost like self-absorbed we all are, right? Like here I am not posting something because one hair that I might notice and maybe a handful of other people are going to notice, but a vast majority, especially of clients, would never ever pick up on. And here clients are, you know, wrapped up in their own head about, oh, well, Haley didn't post me. She thinks my hair is trash. And so from that story conversation, I then carried it over into a reel like, hey, you guys, these are thoughts that your clients could potentially have. Not all of them have them, but some of them think about this. And to me, when I'm making this post, it's a really great opener for some conversations to be had and just some communication between you and your client explaining, hey, I'm going to take your photo, but there is a chance it may not make the feed. Please do not take that personally, right? Like even just acknowledging it, just so they know, hey, I may get back and see these, and it may not be what I want to put out into the world. And more than likely, it has nothing to do with your hair, but my skills as a photographer and videographer. And so that was kind of my intention. So then I opened up the comments to other stylists to add their input, and then for clients as well. Like, what are your thoughts? What are your feelings? And Hannah, the comments have been shocking to read. I've gotten some DMs about it, but for people who don't like want to publicly give their opinion, but the comments have blown my mind, because it, for some clients, it's very personal and it's very deep. Some of them have left the salon because of it. Some of them have said that depending on their mental state, it can make them feel worse about themselves. And I'm reading these like, holy shit, I just wanted stylists to communicate to their clients better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You have a good point that I didn't even, I mean, I read through, I think, most of the comments on your post. And there's two things that I want to add to this conversation. I like how you bring up having that conversation with the clients, because I didn't really even think about that. I think it's nerve-wracking enough to ask your client, like, hey, can I take your picture? Because you don't know. I don't know. Like, personally, I'm in a studio suite, so I'm in a private salon space. So a lot of my clients really do value privacy. So okay. That's something I try to take into consideration just in the overall client experience. And so then when I go to take pictures, you know, approaching someone who values privacy and asking them if you can take their picture, especially a before picture, can be kind of intimidating or can kind of feel like you may get shot down. So I think from the stylist point of view, we don't ever go into appointments thinking that anyone wants to be like blown up on social media. And because some people don't want their picture taken and are very shy or kind of bashful in front of the lens. But I think having that conversation, Haley, like if you do really get right in there and take someone's picture, letting them know, and I guess setting that expectation, hey, I love taking everyone's picture, but I'm really not a photographer. So if these turn out great, if our lighting's great today, and you know, if the universe like comes together and these turn out and I'm proud of them and the lighting more or less, I'm going to post these. But you know, a lot of times there's a lot of moving parts and something's in the background or somebody's, you know, arm looks weird or their elbow looks weird or whatever. I don't always post everything. I feel like that is such a wasted conversation, because to me that's common sense. And I guess that's where I get into the next part, where I don't live in a world where my mental health is anyone else's responsibility. So when I hear clients say that they're like in a mental space that's so fragile or so unwell or unsettled, and then the world becomes like the world has to tailor to that, that is someone I don't want to be around. And I think that a healthy person doesn't want to be around. And I'm not saying that person's like crazy or bad, but I find a problem with other people not owning their own like fragile state of mind and being like, it's everyone else's like issue to make sure that like I feel good. Does that make sense? Because like to me, I'm just like, it's not our job to do that.
It makes perfect sense. I tend to agree. Hold on. Sissy is about to go to town on a water bottle. Come here. You can't chew on that right now.
That's not to say like you or I haven't been in like a insecure place in our life or aren't or whatever, but that is just someone is very out of touch if they are talking about a service provider that does hair services taking care of their mental state.
Well, yeah, I think it's, I think for me, it just, that's a lot of weight to put on for somebody, you know, put to put on to someone else. Because I'm thinking, if I know that by not posting hair, that even if it's only 50% of my clients are bothered by that, and it, the fact that I don't post it sends them into an insecure space or a place where it is affecting their mental health, like that's a big burden to carry, but it's not my burden to carry at all. You know what I mean?
I do.
And so I do agree with you where, you know, if that is the case for you as the client, there's a tractor driving by. Do you hear it?
Kind of. It's not too bad.
Okay. But it, you know, like for me, there are deeper issues that the client needs to address than, oh, my picture didn't get posted. Like if it's actually affecting you on a deep level, or it's making you second guess your hair, what you look like, you're seeking validation from someone else. And there is a deeper layer to that, that in my opinion needs to be kind of dove into. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. It's no one's job to, it should not be anyone else's job to make us feel whole, to make us feel happy and beautiful and worthy. That's definitely our job. That's something, you know, I think we all have to learn, but some people more than others. And I think the reason it seems so upsetting is because that's very, it's almost like someone is showing you that they're deeply wounded when they, or have unsettled things going on when they're upset about not making it on someone's feed. Like, I don't think that we realize how revealing that kind of attitude towards this topic is. But I think it's unsettling to all of us because we're like, ooh, like we feel bad. I think our initial response as stylists is to feel bad. Like, oh my gosh, I don't want that person to feel upset.
At all.
Yeah. But then when you take a step back, you really, really have to own and be okay with, like, it's never our job to make anyone feel whole or worthy.
Agree. And then I think too, because, you know, we were kind of chatting about this right before we hopped on the call. Every client that I have, I have a clientele full of clients that I love. I love who they are personally. And I am so happy that they choose to sit in my chair. Like, I find it to be such a huge honor. But I also have some clients who their hair is not my ideal hair that I love doing, that fulfills me or brings me like artistic and creative freedom. And so there is the fact that we as stylists have to be very conscious of what we put out into the world, right? What you put out on Instagram, you are back in the form of a client. So if you are putting out hair that you don't love doing, you're going to get those clients. One of my favorite clients could say, Haley, I want you to make my hair purple tomorrow. And I would probably say, hey, maybe like, let me refer you to somebody who is really good at purple. But if she was like, no, I really want you to do it, I would do it. But I wouldn't, that's not something I would ever post to my feed ever, because I don't want to attract clients who want purple hair at this point in my career. So you also do have to have that awareness as a stylist, like, if I'm posting this, I'm going to be attracting more clients with hair similar to this. If you are marketing to fine, thin hair, which a lot of us are in extensions, those are going to be the clients that you start bringing in. If you put out super drastic transformations, a bob to a mermaid, which is, I think, what we all used to do in the beginning of extensions, those are going to be the clients that you bring in. So, and I don't think clients understand that. I don't think they're aware of that. And it's not really their job to be aware of that. So that's where this is kind of layered in the sense of our job or our goal is never to, like you said, hurt anybody's feelings or to upset anyone ever. But we're still building a business at this point, and how you market yourself and how you present yourself on social media to the world is very important.
Yeah. I think it's so hard to describe unless you're doing it, how intense it is to try to be these two different things. Mm-hmm. And by two different things, I mean, you know, we're trying to be the best service provider we can be. So we are literally, you know, perfecting an art form of technical and like precision based skill with sewing, with beading, with styling, with color. And then we're also, you know, selling ourselves too, because if you spend 4 hours with someone, it's not enough to just be good at that technical skill. So you have to be someone who's interesting. You have to be someone who yourself is, you know, has beautiful artistic hair and clothing and all these things. And also have to be, you know, somewhat responsible for your own emotional and mental like health and positivity. And that's a lot for us to deal with. And then, you know, we have to make sure we're taking good pictures that we're proud of, or videos that we're proud of, while also not being able to control necessarily. Like, I think about when I'm in the salon, I'm taking pictures sometimes, you know, maybe your suite mate or somebody else in the salon has like a Chick-fil-A cup in the background or just anything. And it's like, so then we have to be able to control these factors within the salon or the environment we're in, and the visual aesthetic of it. It's a lot of moving parts, and I don't feel bad for us in any way. But I think sometimes that's where it is our responsibility to set expectations with new clients. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, reset expectations with clients we've had about the overall experience or the expectation for when they leave, you know, because there's so many things that are not our job. And I think sometimes because we're good hype women or hype people, we put a lot on ourselves with the client experience and that relationship. And I'm not saying we should pull back, because I think it's a fun part of the job to be able to like hype people up, and like not in a fake way, like in a very genuine way. Like, I mean, people look incredibly different and, I mean, are transformed when you change their hair. So it is exciting. And I want people to carry that excitement with them, but like, it's not our job to carry that excitement for them.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's a lot.
It is.
And I made a post a couple, I don't even know when it was, about like photoshopping client pictures. And Haley, we talked a little bit about this before we started the podcast, and there was a conversation on my Instagram about it. And then on a girls trip we had a couple weeks back, there's 8 of us who are stylists, and we all kind of talked about, you know, the unrealistic things that happen with Photoshop, specifically right now in pictures, but obviously in videos it happens too, where you see someone, you know, you see a hairstylist's pictures and feed, and all their clients are 10 out of 10, just amazing looking women who are completely flawless. And you're like, wow, do I have to have a clientele of models to be able to sell myself? And the answer is no. Like, a lot of these people are using, like, FaceApp is the one we were talking about, or Facetune, to completely, like, change their clients into basically people who look like models. And although it resembles the actual client, it's very misleading. It's fake. It's altered. And I think that's where some of the expectation starts. Sorry, my ice maker just turned on. It was kind of loud. That's where some of the expectation starts, I think, with clients who aren't responsible for their own, you know, self-esteem or confidence. I think they see pictures like that and they're like, I honestly, it's hard to even trace back where these feelings of inadequacy come from clients when they're like upset because their face or head or hair is not posted on someone's feed.
Yeah.
But I definitely think it's tangled into people's expectations of how things should look based on like Photoshop and altering pictures. And also it's based on the fact that these people don't feel good about themselves, like, to begin with.
Yes, absolutely. And I think to kind of touch a little bit deeper on like what you said, photography in itself is its own career, not just a job, like it's a career path. Videography is a career path. Social media is a career path. Hair, being a hairstylist is its own career path. And as business owners, we are expected to be good at all of those things, where we could hire a person and pay them a salary for what goes into each of those aspects of our job. And like you said, like, we don't need sympathy for that, but there is this expectation that, okay, like you said, you have to do good hair. You have to be an amazing photographer. You have to be an amazing videographer. And really great at social media. And couple that with, and clients, a lot of early, right? You have to think, how many stylists are your clients actually following, right? We're following hundreds. They're respectively probably following maybe on the high end, maybe like 50, if they're super into hair, right? And so it's a photo editing. Like, that is what Instagram is for a lot of these pictures that you see that clients are bringing in as inspo. It's not just a photo of hair. You're bringing in a heavily edited, not real image that you are then expecting your client to, or your stylist to, recreate. But clients don't know, right? I mean, you know, when somebody's tweaking the lighting and tweaking the this and the that, but I know I had no idea about this and the power of what it could do until we were all in Sedona. And it was actually shocking to see. You can make your client go from like their normal pretty self into this, not just a model, like a supermodel. And Hannah, you were talking about too, clients aren't comfortable in front of the camera a lot of times. And so helping them get comfortable is one, it's not easy. They already feel awkward. We're doing our best to, you know, get those genuine like smiles and laughs and, you know, the kind of images that they're going to look amazing in. And I don't know if you said this before when we were talking or if you've already said this on the pod, but, you know, if somebody's arm is at a weird angle or like there is something unflattering, right? Like, you don't want to put that out of your client, but it's, we can't expect our clients to know how to pose like a supermodel. And so I do just think there are these apps that, yeah, it can make your work look amazing. It can make your clients look amazing. But then on the flip side of that, how is that going to make your client feel? You know, that, oh, well, she posted me because she used this super heavy edited filter. I don't know. I personally wouldn't like that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure it's like, oh, wow, I look amazing. But like, then it's like, oh, then you have to edit me to make me look that amazing. I don't know. It's just this weird, really weird spiral of
it's a spiral.
All of the things. It really,
I think some clients, I think some clients like that edit. I think some clients don't know that they've even been edited, to be quite honest. And yeah. I think with all the filters that are out now, like, I mean, think about how you could go on Facebook or Instagram right now and look at anybody's profile picture. And that's between the age of, let's say, 18 to 50. And that profile picture, I feel like 50% of the time
has some sort of 90% of the time
has some sort of kissy face filter or like big eye, baby doll eye filter. Like, it's insanity. So I think some people like it. And I also think as a stylist, your only two options now, I mean, I don't even care. If I don't care who does this, actually, because it's like, what else are people supposed to do? Your options now are to post a picture where somebody's like has their arms mashed up against their body and it looks like their arm is huge when their arm isn't, or go into Face App or Facetune or whatever it is and make their arm look skinnier. And like, why? You know what I mean? It's like,
but that's those, happening on a lot of these posts.
Those are your options. So it's like, nobody wants like their friend to look like, or their client, I mean, not their friend, their client to look like they have an unrealistic looking like large arm that just got smashed up against their body and waste a hair picture. Or, you know, maybe there is something in the background that they can blur out. It's like people just get on real quick and I think they get carried away with things too. So I think they get on these apps and maybe they're like, well, I'm just going to blur out the background a little bit, or I'm going to slim down their arm a little bit because that's not how it looks in real life. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, then I'm going to like put a little sparkle in their eye. And then I'm going to like whiten their teeth a little bit. And then maybe this one highlighted piece of hair, there was like a shadow on it. So I'm just going to like put the highlight, like it was there in real, you know what I mean? It's like they talk themselves into these things. And next thing you know, you've edited your actual work to look like something that it's not.
Yeah.
And people do it every single day, all day, and have gotten lots of clients and maybe have very successful careers from that. I do think a lot of our industry is smoke and mirrors. I do think it's like telling people what they want to hear or letting people see what they think they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's a delusion in ways.
I don't disagree with you.
But that's not, I think it sucks because that's not something I want to play into or be a part of.
Yeah.
I just find it exhausting. And I feel like I'm bad at faking things. So I don't know. Not to be like depressing or anything about it, but it does get to a point where you're like, so how do I play the game? You know?
Mm-hmm. It is. And I don't know that, again, clients are thinking of it that way, you know, so it's a weird, we're in a weird space with social and hair right now. And it's just really interesting to kind of see it all unfold and hear different perspectives, you know, have different those kind of things. Like, I always wonder, would clients want to be edited? You know what I mean? Like, do they want to have their photos edited to make them look different? You know, because I always think, like, I don't want someone to post a bad photo of me You know what I mean? Where
100%.
so it's like, if those are the options where, okay, I could post this, but it's unflattering, then your client's going to be pissed. So I don't know. I don't know, like, where we go. I do just think it's such a valuable, to me, this will just change how I communicate to my clients when I am gathering content of them. And I think it creates an interesting dialogue, because then you can also talk to your clients personally. How do you specifically feel about this? But also, okay, I was thinking of this while you were talking, Hannah, like, you know, we're saying like the photo is, but I guess this is going to just like reiterate maybe what some of the clients are feeling and thinking. I think the one of the fastest ways to improve your work is to study the photographs that you take, because a photo doesn't lie, right? There is bad lighting and there are bad angles and there are those sort of things, but there also is something about capturing an image, a still image, and seeing the quote unquote flaws with it, because it gives you a place of where you can reflect on, oh, I shouldn't have placed that foil here, or I should have done XYZ differently, and next time I'll know to do this differently. So there is also that layer of it, you know, where it may not photograph how we want it to, and it's like back to the drawing board for us, you know?
100%. That's how I finish haircuts. I feel like 80% of a haircut, and then I take a picture and I look at the picture every single time. And that's how, because a photo is a technically, I don't know if it's a flipped image. I don't know what's happening there, but I know with my haircuts, I can see things, especially from the back, that I can't see. It's almost like it helps me zoom out, I guess.
Yeah.
So I, 9 times out of 10, take at least one single picture of the back of someone's hair, put my phone down, grab like my razor and my shears, and go back in. And, you know, maybe there was like some wispy ends that were longer on one side, or it's like real bulky in one section and I didn't layer it out well. But that's, I mean, that's so helpful to me. And, you know, that's a tool I utilize with my camera. I think, you know, I look at this and I'm like, I'm not necessarily going to change the way that I decide what to post or what not to post, because I think I have a pretty solid eye for, you have to allow a little bit of, I guess, imperfection into pictures. Like, things look
totally
even more sus when they're like too perfect. Like, because I'm like, yeah, hair's not that perfect ever. It's just not. Uh-uh. It's not like symmetrical. It's not. So you have to let a certain amount of imperfection in. But still, you know, what is good work is very like different for every person and for every client too. And you can't really adapt your entire business or the way you market yourself to try to guess or like be inside people's heads, especially people who are like unhinged about themselves anyways. So yeah. I think it's like you said, I think starting with the conversation with clients, especially new clients, about like, hey, you know, like I take these, sometimes they don't always turn out great. Sometimes I didn't wipe my lens off on my camera, whatever. Are you okay if I do post these? You know, sometimes I don't, whatever, setting that expectation. And then focusing more on the client experience. Like, I think that sometimes we get so in our head about what the picture form of what we're doing is going to look like to like people that will never pay us, that we actually like lose sight of the person in front of us that's going to pay us. Yeah. And like the fact that that's where we should be putting most of our energy. I mean, I've really, really, really thought a lot about client experience a lot in the past couple months. And I think there's so many little tiny things that are easy to forget about that make a huge difference, which is why I think it's important to like have your own experience as a client when we get our hair done and not just have like, you know, a crappy experience of whoever has time to do it, but actually like, you know, have somebody spend time on you.
Yeah.
Because that's where, to me, that's where I want my business. That's where I want to build my business, is in that client experience. You know, it's like, of course, pictures and videos are important, but like, I can't bake on them always looking perfect to every single person.
I completely agree. I was talking with my sister about this because I was like, in my like state of shock, I was like, Sadie, I need like your thoughts. Cause she was like, I do see it, you know, from the client's perspective. And I was like, I just like have never thought twice about it if somebody takes my photo and doesn't post it. But she was like, but Haley, like, this is your world. Like, you are a content creator, but you also are in the industry. So you know the ins and outs and the millions of reasons why may not be posting you. And she's like, but clients don't understand that. And I it's our job to make them understand, to be truthful. But I do just think opening the conversation, having some communication surrounding it, and also explaining, maybe, I guess, to them, like, hey, you know, so for me, and I know you feel this way too, Hannah, like, and maybe this is what we can use the podcast for, like, coming into fall, if it's after 3 o'clock, fall and winter, I'm never taking a photo of somebody's hair. Even if I do the most amazing transformation ever, I don't like how a ring light photo looks. Like, I only like natural light photos for myself personally. So I would never take an after photo as like the sun's going down or whatever, because our salon also has super weird lighting. So to me, that's like, I'm just never posting that. I'm never even going to gather the content. It doesn't mean your hair isn't beautiful or I don't love it. It just means it's not going to reflect in the photo how I want it to. So I guess maybe it's like, those are the things that, you know, even you can create content around showcasing, like, hey, this is why my content slows down in the winter. You know what I mean? Like, creating content around the reasons why your clients may not see their photo. And maybe that goes with showing some of the really shitty photos you've taken. I don't know. I like to try to think of things that can be educational. So like, now knowing that clients feel this way, it's like, okay, what can I create on Instagram to put out there that it's just going to bring a little bit of awareness in an educating form, but also knowing, like, at the end of the day, I still have to do what I need to do for my business, to market my business and to bring in my ideal client. I'm not trying to market to people who aren't the hair that I want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I think this is great. It's great to brainstorm because it opens up, number one, yeah, you're thinking outside the box and you're thinking about real life issues that people have brought up. I think too, that's where I like analogies too, because I think about, for instance, and maybe you could even talk to clients in this way too, because this makes sense to me. I love Free People clothing so much. Like, there's so many cute things I have bought from Free People. But I would never, ever, ever think that I could be a Free People model, or I would expect Free People to take my selfies and use them to market themselves as a company. Because I, number one, I don't have modeling skills. I'm not a typical Free People model, like, body type. All these things that, like, I guess I could say, like, Free People, you're really hurting my body image, but I also know Free People aren't in charge of my self image. So it's like, these are the twisted games that kind of people play, I think, with their stylists. And instead of like me lying down and letting anyone say that I'm hurting their self-image or their depression or the anxiety, like, I'm okay with standing up and being like, that's not my job, number one. And also, like, you wouldn't ever put this on anyone else that you buy things from. Like, this is just silly. And I think, yeah.
Like, I feel like we could delete the entire podcast and just use that analogy and then, like, be done with this
conversation. I'm not 6 foot and 110 pounds. So it's like, why would Free People as a company want to use a selfie or a picture of me? You know, it's just, it's insane. It's how insane people think. But it's like, I'm not mad at anyone. I still love the product. Like, I love how their things look on me, even though I buy them based on an image of someone who doesn't look like me, you know, like, and you could say that for anyone or any company, I guess, but like, we essentially are taking the photos with the lackluster amount of skill we have as photographers. So we're not photographers. Our clients are not models typically. And we're taking the best photos that we find to be the best representation of our work in that moment. And like you said, half the time or half of the year, we have crappy lighting that doesn't lend its hand to our work. And, you know, most people don't know how to be a model, or they show up in their work scrubs, you know, that they just did surgery. And it's like any other marketing you see from any other company is with a hired and paid model and a appointed time where there's an environment where the lighting is set up to take pictures. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. And if people think that they're models and we're just not doing them justice, that's literally that's their problem.
Damn. I mean, I feel like that's a great note to shut this conversation down on, because I think that's such a valuable point. I think if anything to take away other than what you just said, just be aware that for some clients, it goes deeper than that. You know what I mean? And then clients, like, you have to be aware that it's sometimes not that deep and it has nothing to do with you. But I just think it can open a communication door, lead to some really great conversations or content, so that you can do everything in your part or whatever. And again, this isn't, you don't have to do this. This isn't your responsibility, but I don't want anybody to leave thinking that I don't love their hair, right? Like, I've been in the game long enough that I'm good at what I do. I'm confident in what I do. And I'm even confident for the most part in my videography, but there could be a million reasons why I'm not sharing content. So I just have a conversation, be honest. Clients, if you're feeling some kind of way, if you want your photo taken, ask your stylist. Ask them, right? Like, that was another conversation on there, was like, well, they don't even take my photo. Well, do you want your photo taken? Say something. So
yeah, I think, and that's where I was at the beginning of the episode. I think a lot of stylists are intimidated sometimes, you know, number one, 1,000%. It's especially if you're in the beginning of being an extension stylist, I think you feel like you're charging a lot. You feel like it's a long time to spend with a client. You feel like there's a heavy responsibility to really transform them. And then on top of that, you're not a photographer, but then you have, you know, and you don't know how to pose someone necessarily. So it's a lot. Yeah. And Haley, I think that's a great point to have those conversations at first and to set expectations, but to also ask somebody like, hey, or even say like, hey, the lighting's not really, really great right now. Do you want your photo taken? Like, I can still take it. I don't necessarily know if it will turn out great, but if it does, I'm happy to post it. You know what I mean? Just letting them know, like, I don't, I always send my clients their pictures. So like anytime I have a first appointment, I take before and afters and I do like a little like split screen kind of before and after. Pretty much immediately, like as they're walking out. So at least they have that. And maybe that's where clients feel out of control too. And they think that you have all these pictures of them on your phone or on your camera. And even if you just sent them a couple, it would alleviate some of that. You know what I mean? Because maybe they just wonder, like, what do the pictures look like?
Totally. That's such a good point.
So I can even share, like, I didn't even think about this, but I can even share some of my clients before and afters that I like just text them really quickly, because I do think that clients oftentimes, maybe they don't want to be blasted on social, but they, Haley, you know this. This is so funny. You have a new client in your chair and they have 2 to 3 people who are like waiting for their after picture, you know, whether it's their husband or their best friend or their sister or whatever. So that's why I always immediately send those over, because I'm like, I know when they get in, when they literally set their tushy down in their car, there is like at least 1 to 2 people that they're dying to send before and after pictures to. And I think if I can at least get a decent looking one after that they can like text out that like they can have their little celebration, and that way they don't feel, because I think maybe some of this feeling could just come from the stress and excitement of getting your picture taken and then just you not knowing what that looks like on someone else's phone.
Yeah, I mean, think about it, right? Like the second you get a group photo, you want to look at it and be like, what do I look like? Do I look okay? Yeah. Is this cute? Do I have a double chin? Like, is this flattering? You know what I mean? So I think you might be onto something.
Yeah, and that's, I use it as an opportunity too. Like I said, usually I'll send it maybe like within 5 to 15 minutes after they leave my suite. Yeah. And I use it as just like a little wrap up. Like I just send like a split screen of the before and after, like, I'm so glad we got to spend time together today. I really enjoyed our conversation. You looked absolutely beautiful. I'll see you in December, you know, or whatever. Like I use it as a quick little wrap up to kind of solidify any type of like missed closure, I guess, that I had, because everybody likes that, like, put a little bow on it moment.
Yeah.
I used to do audios, but I feel like that was just, it was a lot for me to do. But yeah. And I guess that maybe that's why I haven't personally felt like I've had to post too many before and afters recently, because I always send them to clients to have as like a little take home.
Yeah.
And I think that makes people feel good, at least that they know, like, hey, these pictures look really, really great. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is just such a good conversation to have. And maybe it's just for my own sanity, because I was just so shocked. I was so shocked.
I was shocked as well.
The comments, and like, I think that has just never been the intention. I don't know. But it's a great communication opportunity. Hannah, I think you gave some really great suggestions, especially at the end. I think too, like, at the end of the day, our clients are honored when they're on our feed. One of my clients in the middle of this conversation, and she was like, I told everybody, you couldn't even see my face, it was just like my grow out was on your page. And I just was like, wow, she thinks I do a good job of taking care of my grow out, or, you know, my hair as it grows out. And I was like, wow, like, so it is just this little tiny gesture. They just find it to be an honor, where I don't feel like that was the case a couple of years ago. Like, you had to pull teeth to take a photo. Like, they were just like, wait, what? You know, or some of them were like, I don't want anybody to know I had extensions. Like, it was so secretive. So I think within the last maybe a year or two, that's really changed and kind of shifted, where it went from don't post my face to I love seeing my face all over. I don't know. Just so interesting, the evolution and the conversation topic. I would be so interested to just like stylists, like how they're feeling, because I feel like the comments on my feed are now mostly from clients, but I just would be interested to hear stylists' perspectives after listening to this episode, and like if they thought as much about it as we did, or if it was just like our issue. I don't know. I couldn't stop thinking about
it. No, I definitely think it's, I feel like a lot of stylists may not, it's kind of like us. We like, it is an issue, but we didn't realize it was an issue until you saw some of the responses. It's interesting to me, Haley, that there's so many clients commented on this on your feed. Yeah. So many clients.
Yeah, I didn't have any.
Not like your clients, but just clients in general, yeah, that weren't your stylists.
Yeah, I had a couple like send me a DM like, I'm so embarrassed that I have felt this before, you know, like after. Okay. And not necessarily with me. I'm sure some of my clients, I would now be shocked if they hadn't felt right. this way. But just like, I was so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed to admit I've had my photo taken. And when they didn't post it, I was like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? I was like, damn, like nothing's wrong with you.
I think we've all had this feeling too, to like wrap this up, like even with a friend in the past, or maybe like in you know, in friend groups, it's like we've all had this feeling, or maybe we first started dating a guy and we like took a picture together and he didn't post it. It's like, it's almost like, what, are you not proud of me, or do you not want people to know that like we're associated? And it's like, it's almost always about us. Like uh-huh. the person who has the picture to post, it's like either their eyes were shut, or like the sun was shining and they needed their mustache waxed and they didn't wax their mustache. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. it could be literally anything. And I can guarantee if you are hanging out with someone as a friend, or you are paying someone as a client, and they take your picture and don't repost it, it's not about you. It's probably just that didn't turn out great. Yeah. And they're not ashamed of you in any way, or ashamed of their work. And if you suspect that the work isn't good, or that they're ashamed of the work, like ask them that, like, hey, maybe you weren't happy with the work and that was confirming it. But it's like you said earlier, Haley, this is just about having a conversation too, and not just assuming things.
I agree. Yes, 1,000%.
And, you know,
assumption.
I mean, I just think too, when I'm like at the end of my life and I'm laying there, I'm never, ever going to think like, I can't believe Haley did not post my face on her Instagram. That's really tragic. You know, it's just like, maybe pull out a little bit and try to see the big picture, no pun intended.
I'm for sure going to think that eventually.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to be like, Hannah didn't post me.
That was very hurtful, yeah.
I'm just kidding. I think this is a good conversation topic. I hope we brought some insight. If you're a client listening, I hope this was at least a little bit helpful. I really hope you know we're never trying to hurt your feelings. Your stuff isn't. But if this is something, we don't know that it bothers you unless you come to us. And the thought that like I could have potentially lost a client because of this is something that bothers me. You know what I mean? And then it was something that was never brought up like that. I just think that sucks. So if you're bothered by something, please communicate it with us. We can't read your mind. We don't know. But I do think this just brings a whole different level of awareness for us to consider going forward.
So true. So true. Thank you guys for listening. And hopefully this helped and maybe brought you some ideas about how to enter conversations better if you're a stylist, with your clients about the expectations and the reality of, you know, getting your picture taken, our minor photography skills, and that we're just doing the best we can.
Absolutely. We love you guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
you know.